Hey there and welcome to Let's Talk About Short-Term Missions. I'm Mike Long, short-termer to France since 2015 and author of Short-Term Mission Success, Defining Moments Toward Long-Term Growth. In today's episode, we're going to talk about language and short-term missions, and I'll answer the question, do I need to speak the language? And we're going to do that by talking about four factors that drive language necessity as well as your own level of fluency. So let's dive right in. So you're considering a short-term missions opportunity, and at one point the question is sure to come up, whether from friends, family, from your pastor, from the sending organization. And the question is this, do you speak the language? Your first response is usually going to be either yes or no. But the first response should be, do I need to? Let me start off by saying that I'm a strong advocate of language preparedness. And in fact, language was a huge orienting factor, not just in my own mission's involvement, but in my life in general. What's more, it goes without question that the more linguistically prepared you are, the more rich you can expect your mission's experience to be. That being said, I don't want you to think that not knowing this or that language automatically disqualifies you from mission's involvement. So let's take a look at four factors that drive language necessity, or not. The first requirement, or the first factor that can drive a language requirement is this, missionary requirements or field requirements. Ultimately, because any short-term missions volunteer work happens within the context of an established authority structure. Remember that the sending organization and or local missionary sets the rules in terms of language requirements. What may work in one country may not work in another, and each context is unique. In other words, language requirements may vary from country to country. In establishing a language requirement, the missionary or sending organization is keeping in mind two things. Number one, the best interest of the work to which they've made a long-term commitment. They know their constituents, they know the national culture, and they know what works best for both. Secondly, they're also keeping your best interest in mind as short-term staff. Remember, they've likely seen other short-termers come through and have gleaned from each of those experiences. So they may have learned what they'd do differently next time or what different expectations they'd put in place for next time, etc. They want you to have a positive and fruitful experience just as much as you want to have a positive and fruitful experience. So missionary requirements or field requirements can be the first factor that drive a language requirement. The second factor that drives language necessity is this, and it's the type of involvement that you expect to be involved in once you get to the mission field. So obviously the type of role that you'll be playing when you arrive is going to be a key factor in whether or not you need to know the national language. Let me give you a few scenarios according to various primary roles. Okay, so if your primary role on the mission field is going to be in evangelism and outreach, then you're going to be in contact daily with nationals. And so in this case, it's really a no-brainer. You are going to need to speak the language. Secondly, if your main function is going to be in an administrative role, working in the background, so either preparing course materials, you know, assembling books, doing accounting work, cooking, any kind of support role like that, then the missionary or the organization may deem that you don't need to speak the language. Similarly, if you're going there to support a missionary, so for example, I know one short-termer who began their missionary career as being simply appointed to homeschool missionary children. That then allowed the missionaries to not have to worry about homeschooling their kids, and they could be involved with what their primary purpose was. And so in this case, if that's the kind of a role that you're going to be occupying, if that's your primary role, then your inability to speak a national language may not be a hindrance in going to the field. Fourthly, if you are going there primarily to be involved in building and construction, then it may, again, language may not be a key requirement. You know, very often you see teams of men going to do building and construction projects in a foreign country. And as long as someone is there on site to be a liaison with locals, and that's going to either be the missionary that you're working with or a local pastor, then as long as someone's there to be that liaison, then language need not necessarily be a requirement for the type of work that you're doing, because the bulk of interaction that you're going to be having is going to be with other team members or other folks who are there also working construction with you. And finally, if you are going, and this is kind of similar, I guess, if you're going to be involved in medical missions or mercy missions, then more often than not, the main thing that you are bringing to the mission field is a certain skill set. That could be providing medical services or dental care or things of that nature. And so even though you're going to have interaction with nationals, that interaction is almost always going to be mediated by the receiving body. So again, whether missionaries, a local pastor, or in your specific case, it could be a local clinic or a hospital. So any language issues can be mediated by your host. And so you may not be required to have language skills or the ability to speak the national language. The third factor that can affect or drive a language requirement is going to be your length of service on the field. And so in some cases, in some way, this is definitely going to have, I think, crossover with factor number two, in that your role, the role that you're going to be involved in, is often going to be impacted by the length of your intended stay. And as a general rule, I'd say that the longer your intended stay, the greater the language requirement. So let's take a look at a few possibilities. So first and foremost, if you're going for a 1 or a 2 week trip, okay, usually there's going to be very little, if any, language requirement. In these types of trips, very often involvement includes conducting services, singing, maybe preaching, maybe teaching, maybe testifying. And in these cases, communication is usually handled through a translator, minimizing the need for participants themselves to speak the language. If you are taking part in a 1 to a 6 month trip, then there may be more of a language requirement, but again, depending on your role, language skills may or may not be essential. If you're going, let's say, for an 8 month trip or longer, the fact of the matter is this: if you're spending that long in a place and that much time with people, you're going to increasingly come into contact with nationals. And the better able you are to communicate with them, the more enjoyable and personally satisfying your time with them is going to be, not to mention probably more effective as well. So if you're coming for a lengthy time like this and do not speak the language already, then you should at least consider enrolling in language classes when you get on site, or at least getting a personal tutor. And finally, the fourth factor driving a language requirement is going to be where you are in the missions process. Let's be honest, depending on numbers 1, 2, and 3, if you are 16 and you're embarking on your first short-term missions trip, you're likely not going to be expected to speak another language fluently. If you're 57, 60, 65, and you're going on your first missions trip, something you've wanted to do for years but are only able to do now that you're retired, again, you're probably not going to be expected to have a new language down pat. If, however, you're doing your second or your third trip to the same country and you're considering a longer-term commitment, language should be one of your top priorities if that's your scenario. Let me take a moment to address the question of fluency. There's a big difference between, oh yeah, I took horses in high school, and I speak a language fluently. One does definitely not imply the other. However, again, depending on the four factors that I've just mentioned, fluency will be more or less important. Regardless of how you perceive your level of fluency, once on the field, the key is to use whatever level you have to try and connect with nationals. They will be more impacted by your willingness to connect with them than by your linguistic ability to connect with them. I'm often amazed at how some people with only minimal linguistic skill are able to connect with and leave a huge impression on nationals. Why is that? Because their character and their spirit communicates a desire to connect. So let me just put it this way. Nationals are very forgiving of a lack of ability, but they can glean very little from a lack of willingness. So the key takeaway from that is, take whatever level of fluency you have, take the plunge, and just connect with nationals. In today's post, in today's show, I've tried to show you what goes into determining the language requirement for various short-term missions experiences. But make no mistake, the more you're able to speak the language of the country to which God's opening a door, the more your experience will be rich and the more your time there will be effective. In my case, back in the 1980s, language drove the choice of a short-term missions experience. I had a choice between a two-month term in Bolivia or in Belgium. But because I spoke French and not Spanish, the choice was clear. I could be more effective in Belgium. So off I went. And that forever changed the course of my life. Was I as fluent then as I am today, some 30 years later? Without question, no. I wasn't as fluent then as I am now. But here's the deal. God always takes what we offer him and multiplies it. My French ability grew, and so did my ability to be used in French ministry. I hope the same for you. I hope that this has helped you today. If you have any questions, please, if you're listening to me on Anchor, just do a call in and ask a question that way. If you are listening to this via the blog site, then just leave a comment below. And love to help you out by answering any questions you may have. Lord bless you. Talk to you again next time on Let's Talk About Missions.